Welcome back to John Murphy Show, presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive. And joining us in studio, we are reunited with Bills punter Brian Moorman. It is good to have you back here in that chair. I know we had you there, I think, early last season before you left, but it's really good to have you around the building. You must get that a lot this week.
It's great to be back. I can't tell you enough. Yeah, just walking around the building, and you know, obviously the good thing is I know my way around a little bit, but seeing a lot of familiar faces in the locker room, outside the locker room, around town, it's been pretty amazing.
You know, I know people always say the NFL is a funny, crazy business, and you never know how it's going to work out, but who would have seen it working out this way, that a year and 2 weeks after you're released, you're right back here with the Buffalo Bills?
I wouldn't have, I'm grateful because obviously, you know, they feel like I can come in and help the team, and I want to do my best and just come out there and do what I can to help field position or whatnot. But like I said, it's great to be back.
You got the call when? Last Friday, Saturday, to come in and kick in a tryout?
Yeah, essentially. I think maybe my agent got a call Thursday or whatever.
Thursday, okay.
I guess it would have been early Friday morning.
Okay. And you kicked here Friday in the field house? Is that
no,
how?
No, flew in Saturday, kicked Sunday.
Okay.
You know, and signed then and came in to practice Monday.
And was it a competition, did you think? Did they tell you we're bringing in another punter?
They did say they were going to bring another guy in, which was, you know, why wouldn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, for a couple reasons. I mean, what if I show up and my physical fails? Or, you know, what if I show up and, you know, I forgot how to kick? You know, or something like that. And then at the end of the day, I know I still want to make sure that I can still do what I can do. And you know, I thought the workout went well. I'd be the first one to tell you I'd like to have at least one back. And there was one in there that I tried to kick a little bit too hard. But for most part, I went back and watched it on tape, and I felt pretty good about it. And, you know, I'm excited to get back out there with the team and, you know, get some rhythm. And the good thing is I've worked with Garrison all summer, so I feel good timing-wise with the snap and everything. But just getting behind the team and everything, it's been a couple weeks. So just get some timing and stuff tomorrow in practice. I'm excited. And, everybody's just giving me a hard time. And, you know, just it's like being right back in the locker room again.
So. Are those pressure kicks in a tryout situation?
Yeah, I think every kick's a pressure kick. But whenever, this tryout business is a new thing for me, right. You know, over the last 12 months, you know, but when I left here last year, I went straight down to Dallas the next morning.
Next day, I think you signed, right?
Yeah, and it was somewhat of a tryout. You know, they had another guy that they were already bringing in, so they brought me too, and we went out and kicked together. And then I was actually in Chicago last week. And with six guys, and that's the first time since I came out of college where I've been with six guys, and we're all kicking and competing and whatever. And that was a different feeling, you know. And I actually think that was a good showing for me to get back out there and just kick with other guys and realize, wow, I can still do this. You know, this is, not that I didn't think I could, but, you know, I hadn't gotten a call in 4 weeks or whatever, four weeks. So to go out and see, you know, and I was kicking on my own. I charred them. I know what I'm doing. I know how I'm hitting the ball, and I feel good about it. But at the end of the day, I can't call them. They
right.
got to call me. And eventually it happened. I just didn't think it was going to be here.
Yeah.
And that's it's pretty amazing. I say I should buy a lottery ticket.
Yeah. Right. How did you like your almost full season with the Dallas Cowboys? What was that like with that
team? It was good. You know, I mean, obviously it was a transition, you know, and going – it was a mental transition too, just mental challenge just because of everything that went down here. It was a – you know, obviously I constantly felt like I had something to prove, and I was like, just stop, you know, I mean, what do you have to prove? I've had, you know, excellent career. I still hit the ball well. Just go out and do your job, you know? And so that was a challenge, but, you know, I thought it went pretty well. There's definitely a couple games in there I can remember. And, you know, it's the battle of a kicker's brain or a punter's brain is, you know, you try to block out the bad ones, remember the good ones, but it's kind of like golf, you know, like if I just wouldn't have driven that one into the trees, you know, my score would have been so much better,
yeah.
You know,
I know that feeling.
Yeah. But you got to realize that there are going to be ones you hit in the trees.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Tiger. He hits them in the trees all the time. You just got to scramble and get out, you know,
yeah.
get that par somehow. So, you know, if you miss hit one in a game, forget about it and move on, learn from it. You know, and move on. That's what I've said through my career, and that's how I'm going to approach these next 12, 11 games.
How much of an issue in Dallas is that video screen at the home games? Is it something you look for, you look
no,
out for?
No, you don't even notice it. I mean, well, maybe when you're backed up and you're kind of like, okay, if I really – because you don't ever try to hit it, and you know, because I don't think if you try to hit it, you can hit it if you try, but I mean, if you're in a game, you're not going to, and you just hit that perfect ball in the game, it's going to go up there and hit it. And I hit it in pregame a few times. Not, you know, it's like it's those ones where you're, okay, let me get one more real quick, and you just hit it just right, crush, and you hit it halfway up the scoreboard or whatever. You're like, wow, that could be bad in the game.
Yeah.
You know, and it has happened this year. They, right. For the first time, I think, in the regular season, They re-kicked it and they came back for a touchdown.
Yeah. Ooh.
Yeah.
How about going to camp with the Steelers and competing basically one on one with Butler, right? With Drew Butler there.
Yeah, what was it that went like? Well, you know, I kicked the ball great. I had a great training camp and from what I was told, things were going to go differently than they did, and that's when I decided I'm going to stop trying to figure out this business. You know, I had no really. I mean, I'll take full responsibility for you know, a couple balls that I'd like to have back in preseason games. However, you know, if you take the whole package of training camp and everything, then I felt like that was probably, and clearly they were going to go. I mean, there's other things involved, but you know, they ended up going with somebody completely different. So I guess it just frustrates me when I read people saying I got beat out, but at the end of the day, it is what it is. And it doesn't matter.
We're with Brian Moorman, Bills punter, who is back on the roster as of this week. It sounds like these last 5 weeks, while you waited for the phone to ring, while you had a couple of tryouts, maybe was the most difficult part since you left the Bills more than a year ago.
It was tough. Yeah. I mean, just, because you don't know, you're like, okay, maybe I am done, you know, because I felt like if I didn't get a call between now and the end of the season and to at least prove to people that, you know, I can still punt, then, you know, at my age, you know, that's not, you know, we'll bring it up one time in this interview. People will think, you know, maybe it's over. But seriously, I feel like I kick the ball better than I do whenever I first got here. I promise you I do. I could go back. I keep hang times from the time that, you know, practice and everything from the time that I came in 2001 to now. And I promise you my practices and games are better than they were then.
What do you attribute that to?
Experience, first of all. You know, you're not quite as antsy or whatever. And just, you know, confident in what I'm doing. And I think a little bit, you know, my technique continues to get a little bit better or just kind of try to refocus each time. And, you know, there's some instances, obviously, where I'm, you know, need to work here, work on something there. But for the most part, I just, you know, I had a great off season in the summer. And, you know, when I told you I was working with Garrison, I feel as good as I've ever felt.
Have you spent much time talking to punters who have played a long time and talked about, it's age we're talking about, but do punters typically lose leg strength, and does that become a factor as your career goes along?
It's funny you ask that, because you know, most people that, if they know punting at all, they know the name Sean Landetta.
Yeah.
Played about 20 years, you know.
Yeah.
A little bit of time in the league, and I talked to him because we played against each other a few times early in my career, and you know, I talked to him and He said the same thing. I punt the balls, you know, further than I ever have, you know, and it's just a matter of, you know, sometimes I think you battle at when you get later in your career, you kind of battle the same thing that you battle whenever you're early in your career. It's like early in your career as a punter kicker, you have to prove yourself, you know, and you got to go out and every, you know, if you miss hit one or you have a bad day or a bad game or something, they're like, I don't know, maybe he's not cut out for this. And then late in your career, if you do the same thing, they're like, oh, maybe he's washed up. So somewhere in the middle there, everything's great. You know, and I'd love to get back to that. Everything's great, but I, you know, cause I feel great. And yeah. You're not going to be perfect. At the end of the day, you're not going to be perfect. But if you do miss one, and this one thing I learned from Jeff Fiegels, I know we've talked about the fact that I was with him in training camp a few times or a couple times. I learned a lot from him, and it's just like, make your bad kicks not so bad. I mean, you know, try not to hit those ones that are, 3-2 or 3-4 or whatever that are, you know, that they could run up under or whatever. Make sure that your bad kicks are still over 4 seconds, you know, and you can get a fair catch, because normally they're a little shorter. So, you know, and then with first 3 years here, Danny Smith, and he was the same way in training camp this year. You know, anything 4-5 or better, you know, that's great. You know, so I personally like anything over, you know, 4.8 to 5 seconds would be my preference. But at the end of the day, get a good hit on the ball. You know, and that's kind of my goal.
There's also, I guess, unfortunately, in professional football, the money aspect. And as punters get older and the money adds up, I mean, that's almost puts a target on you at times, doesn't it?
A little bit, yeah. I mean,
people want to skimp on punters, I think.
Sometimes, you know, I suppose maybe once you get to a certain age limit, you know, then maybe they don't think that you're worth the same amount of money. But sometimes experience is worth a lot. I mean, but look at guys like, you know, Colquitt had a great year last year. He's a great punter, and they're, you know, he just got a new contract. He's in his 30s. Leckler is always still out there. You know, there's a handful of guys that are, you know, in their 30s that, You know, and, you know, shoot, Fagles played till he was about 50, didn't he? So, I mean, he was 44, I think.
Yeah.
And, you know, so at the end of the day, if, you know, I could still do it. And, you know, I would like to continue. But right now it's a one day, one week at a time. And, you know, get, you know, just try and help this team with the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah, you've missed three home games where the temperature was 70 degrees, no wind at all.
Yeah.
It, hunting in this stadium, in Ralph Wilson Stadium, it always seemed to me like that was a challenge that you seemed to embrace.
I like it. You know, it's, I don't know. That's what I try and tell people. It's like a lot of punters would come in here and be like, you can have the stadium.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, great. Whenever you show up and you know, you're like, oh, this day is awful. I'm like, well, it's the same thing we kicked in on Thursday in practice, you know, or whatever. But, you know, you also learn to realize that sometimes, you know, not every punt's going to be like this pretty tight spiral that's going to go, you know, 50 yards or four. You know, you learn how to maybe try and, you know, angle it one way or the other, go certain ways with whatever the wind is doing. And you know, a lot of times too, you know, your coverage guys make you look pretty darn good too.
Yeah.
So, you know, you just take a lot of pride in special teams as a group and come together and go out there and get that field position.
Ryan, you're in a unique position. You return to this Bills franchise 1 year later with, you know, a whole new regime in place, new general manager, new coach, new coaching staff. How have things changed? I know you said there's a lot of familiar faces, but how have things changed, and what do you notice, if anything, about the tenor or temperament of this team compared to a year ago?
I like it. I mean, it's amazing, you know, just talking to some of the guys and how happy they are and how the difference that they feel and see, and I could just see it just watching on TV, you know, how guys were playing. And it just, you know, they're out to play to win, you know, and I think that's a testament to what the coaching staff is doing here. And, you know, just getting an opportunity to talk to Coach Marone a couple times already, you know, I'm thrilled to be here. I'm excited to be part of it. And I love his message in the team meeting, and you know, it's refreshing, you know, and I'm excited.
One thing that has not changed is your commitment to this community, the Punt Foundation in particular, and you spent yesterday a large portion of the day at Roswell Park. Is that right?
Yeah. I went up there and, you know, I got an opportunity. That's kind of what we've tried to do in the past, and I was excited to get back up there and see the kids and the staff and everybody. And that was one thing that we're definitely committed, even when we left last year, is make sure that the foundation continues their programs. And, you know, this community is, you know, they've always got their arms wide open and you know, they're willing to help people out there, and, you know, especially the kids that we're helping. So we're lucky in that fact that, you know, we've been supported in that way. But the Punt Foundation, obviously we've wanted to keep it going, and we've got a great director in place that, you know, we stayed in contact weekly as I was in Dallas and in Pittsburgh and, you know, out of town or whatnot. But, you know, and then, you know, yesterday I got an opportunity to go up there and see him and, you know, get things rolling in town. I can tell you that the people in our office are thrilled that,
yeah,
you know, including myself, you know, to be able to be back in town and do it.
Well, not just them, but I will say it, and I'm sure you've heard it 1,000 times since you got back here. We are really happy to have you back here in the community and on this team.
Well, I'm really happy to be here, Murph. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you very much.
Ryan Moorman, right. Bills punter, back with the Buffalo Bills where he belongs. It is the John Murphy Show presented by NOCO from One Bills Drive on Buffalo Bills Radio.